up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time in the House. What up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Uh-oh. Oh, I just signed with the top modeling agency. Wait, dude, that chick has got more hairier armpits than I do. What's up, Saul? How you doing over there in the crispy Pittsburgh? You know what I'm saying?
We're about to get hit by a storm.
The crispy air.
Crisp air.
My God. All right, guys, let's get into this. The revolution has begun, and boy, is it going to be televised in full Ultra HD. Get your tickets ready, folks. The rocket to the moon is about to take off. The stocks are going up, apparently, and it's a Mad Max dystopia. And the proletariat are picking their teeth with the bones of dead billionaire head funds. We're going to get into that, guys. Whatever. You know, you won't believe what the next wave of COVID testing is all about. You are not ready for these videos, Jeremy, if you haven't seen this. Let's just say you might be walking funny afterwards.
I am not getting one of those.
Get your helmets ready, folks. The dwarf tossing competition has begun.
Did you join?
Let me circle back to this, Jeremy. We'll get to that.
Right. I want to start with the dwarf tossing contest. Right. I want to start with that.
All right, all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.
.com or how what is that commercial?
.com.
GoDaddy?
Was that a GoDaddy commercial?
Yeah.
I think so.
Might have been Yahoo.
Yahoo? No.
Yahoo.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Salty Show. We're missing Heidi again. Folks, what's happening? Heidi, what's going on? What is happening with Heidi? We're losing.
Well, so we have a, Laura has a gymnastics meet out in Queen Creek.
Ugh.
So she's, you know, she has to do the hair and all that makeup and all that stuff. So she's taking care of that. And as soon as I leave here, we're heading out. So.
Oh, nice.
All right. She's being a mom, basically.
Yeah, good luck to her.
She's being a mom, not a podcaster.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She's doing her Jesus. Civic duty to motherhood.
All right, folks.
Trying, at least.
It has been a crazy week. Oh my God, it's literally a roller coaster. I know. Me and Tim have been messaging back and forth to our group chat, our political group chat. It's just freaking insane. And so let's get started now. We can start with the GameStop stock market. What is happening? I think that's the big one, and then we can trickle down into everything else that's happening. Okay, so
I really want to talk about dwarf tourism. I really want to start with that.
Dwarf tossing. It's the same topic. Because you remember Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I haven't seen that.
It's the same topic.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're going wild here. And here we go. All right. So what happened this week with the stock market? I think it's a microcosm of what's to come, dude. I think they have found the button, and they're going to keep pressing it, dude. And
it's so on the weakness.
Exactly. So what are we talking about? It's a Reddit versus Wall Street, or Wall Street Bets, which is a subreddit, versus, again, Wall Street, GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, all these stocks that you saw, if you were watching the news, skyrocketed, and people are trying to figure out what's going on. Now, before we get into this conversation, it needs to be said. We need to say this. We are not financial advisors, guys. So this show we're not trying to give you advice. So consult your own financial advisor. However, we do have eyes and a brain, and I think we kind of can decipher what's going on, right? But like on many issues, we could be wrong and wrong about certain details. So again, do not take everything that we say here as gospel. Use this information, but do your own due diligence, your own research to find out what's going on. So first,
fuck that, buy the stocks.
So first, what's a short sell, right? We need to get into some of these conversations, because I know, you know, in the group chat, a lot of people were trying to understand, you know, if you're not a day trader like Tim, who's the expert here, we're going to refer to him on a lot of these issues, but there are some terms here that we can talk about, right? So first, let's define what what a short sale is, and hedge funds, right? A type of company doing investments. They make money betting against the performance of a stock, essentially, right? They don't necessarily own stock. What they do is they borrow a stock from a broker, right? So the broker lends hedge funds these stocks. And what do? They make money. And how do they make money out of these stocks that get lended to them? So first, the broker lends the hedge fund the stock. Let's give it an example as a $10 stock. So the hedge fund borrows the stock for a certain amount, $10, and then they sell that stock right away in the market for whatever it's valued at, $10. At this point, the hedge fund breaks even minus some fees, right? So after enough stock is sold, now we will get into this, how this is manipulated. But let's just say for the sake of this example, the stock drops in value, right? For whatever reason. We'll talk about how. So the stock drops. Now, again, there's more to it than just that. But what the hedge fund then will do is once the stock drops, they will buy the stock. So as an example, let's say they buy it at $5. They have now made $5 minus the fees, right? So because what happens is that they still owe the stock back to the broker, right? But they bought it at $5, meaning they already had $10 minus five, you've made five, right? Easy math. Now, after they sell the stock, the hedge fund returns the stock back to the broker. So what happened with GameStop on Reddit? There is a thread called Wall Street Bets. And apparently there's a new Twitter account, and we're gonna talk about Wall Street Bets. The Wall Street Bets chief, is that what it is? The chairman? Okay.
Yeah, WSB chairman.
We're gonna get into that, but let me finish this example. So so what Wall Street Bets, they noticed was that the hedge funds were gonna try to short sell GameStop, the stock. So essentially they were betting against the GameStop stock, and they were saying this is gonna drop. Now, based on performance history, right, on the GameStop stock, the valuation drops cyclically. Now, this was explained in the Wall Street Bets post. So, for example, every time there's a console release or a new popular game, the price of the stock would rise. Now, Reddit saw this user, he called it out and said, look, folks, the hedge funds are trying to manipulate the price, right, so they can make money. Because they know the GameStop value is worth more than that, right? So what they did was like, okay, well, let's drop it, buy it low, right? And so now they've made some profit out of this. So Wall Street Bet convinced enough users to go buy the stock and artificially drive the price of that stock up, right? So the Reddit army joined forces, drove the price of the stock up. It skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. Now, what is this? This meant that the hedge funds now owed the broker those stocks, but the value of the stocks now is high, right? So these hedge funds, they started realizing what was happening, and you know, it just kept going up. So some of them, I think Melvin, what was one of them? Melvin Capital or something like that?
Melvin Capital.
They decided they lost billions of dollars. And I think they were about to declare bankruptcy, but they were bailed out. I think they got some billions of dollars in loans.
They lost 50%. They lost 50% this week.
Shit, dude. So, and what happened is, well, let me finish this point, because what happened as soon as Melvin Capital went and bought those stocks, because they owed that back to the broker and ultimately to the market, ultimately to the consumer. So what they did is they bought all this stock because they owed it back. Once they bought all that stock, again, it drove the price of it up even higher. So then people started seeing this number skyrocket. More people started buying and just a snowball. Everybody was buying the stock. Now, yeah, I know you had a question, Jeremy, but I want to get into what Robinhood did, right? So there's
real quick. So remember, when a hedge fund shorts a stock, they have a certain date that price has got to be at.
You have to return that stock within a certain
number. And if it's less, by a certain date, they make money. If it's more by a certain date, now you got to pay the piper. And right. you can't be yeah. like, oh, I'll pay it off in, you know, payments. No, no, no. If you short the stock and then what, and like in this case, when they short, they lost. So they had to pay 40 million, 50 million, some cases 100 million. And not everybody has that. Right, everything's right. fictitious liquid, cash yeah. in the stock market. Now that's liquid that you got to inject, you know? So that's what, why the cause of the bankruptcies, right? And the big loss.
Yeah.
The
biggest. Yes. So I don't want to stop the story here, no, but I have a question. So obviously these hedge funds have been doing this for decades, I'm assuming.
Yes. Right? I mean, it's perfectly yes. legal.
Yeah, and it's legal and everything. We'll
get into
a
that.
Bee in someone's bonnet to start doing this?
So the Reddit guys.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Because what you're saying, Tim, is factual to a certain extent, that it is legal. But what's happening is that they're manipulating this. Now, hedge funds will come out and say that there's a purpose for their existence because they show overpriced stock, right? And they control, they tame the market, right? This is how they justify their existence. However, what's happening, and I don't know if you saw that Cramer video from about 15 years ago, where he comes out on video claiming that this is what they do. And this is not necessarily that it's illegal, but there is some, it's not honest. So what they do is that they manipulate this by creating bad publicity for the stock, right? They'll go on these channels and they'll say, oh yeah, yeah, that stock, you know, so they downplay it, right? To force it to drive it down. And it's not just them. There's a whole horde of people who are involved in this scheme. This is a scheme, dude. So what they'll mm-hmm. do is they'll drive the price of the stock down. And what happens is that once these hedge funds start selling, it gives the illusion that the stock is dropping and people are selling. But it's just the hedge funds. Right now, dude, right now, there are 15,000 hedge fund companies who may go belly up, losing billions if the price of GameStop stock stays. And AMC and others that are out there, these hedge fund companies are about to lose billions. Now, so when you say that it's legal, yes, it's legal, but it's malpractice. They do this wrong. They purposely manipulate the market so that they can make money out of this. Yeah.
You know, it's like the assholes at the casino at the craps table that play the do not pass line and you get really mad at them. Right. it's a legit bet. Right. Because odds are in their favor.
Well, so I would argue against that. So.
But that's how I always look at it.
Right.
To me, that's the hedge fund. Like you're betting
problem,
on the loss.
The problem that you say is that, you know, the pass line and the don't pass is that you, as the roller of the dice, are not influencing the results. They're still random. Whereas the hedge
yes,
funds
exactly.
are manipulating the dice on the throw to make it so that they win versus.
Right. I'm not saying yeah. that we're manipulating, but like that bet. That bet is like, that's well, the asshole bet. Like,
no,
when you look at somebody
one,
put like $1,000 on there, like, yeah. you son of a bitch, you're betting
against me. When you go to the craft table, you can put money on whatever you want.
That's
yeah. how, it's all random.
Right. But don't, that's how, but that's
what,
how
I think
I
what Tim is saying is,
to.
Yeah, he looks at them as douche. Like, they,
yeah.
you're a
what,
fucking
yeah,
dick.
Like, exactly. like
what Tim is saying, he's got a personal issue with people that don't bet the way he bets. And so,
But the hedge funds, they definitely manipulate the market. And when they talk about, you know, they manipulate the market. And they set prices, but like you said, it kind of like everybody's all in on it because people don't realize that like GameStop, apparently they were in talks with Microsoft to be bought out because they wanted to get in. They wanted to create their own Twitch, you know, their own competition to Twitch. So Microsoft wanted to buy them or whatever. So now if
Wait,
you,
what is Twitch?
Yeah. You know, like the streaming of the video games,
streaming
and,
video
you know,
games.
This,
Video, yeah, kids playing
Twitch
video games and
video
they stream.
Games?
Yeah, yeah, like yeah, they hook it up to their app and they're sitting there, you know, like the Leroy Jenkins shit. That was like a yeah. Twitch video.
Yeah, they record themselves playing and they stream it online, and you yeah. can watch somebody
so,
play
okay,
the game.
Okay, it's the recording of the video. It's not the actual game. That
right,
they're,
right.
That they're.
It's
streaming.
A social media thing, right? Okay. Anyway, all
right.
So now and also, if you drive that price down to let's say 50 cents, you know, $1 a share compared to $2.50 a share from where I think it was at before this shit exploded. Now, Microsoft can buy that stock, buy that company. Their valuation is shit. Now, you got a stock that's almost $400 valuation, right? So you have to take that into the purchasing price. So if you're trying
GameStop was $250 and it's now at $400.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was at $10. Wait, 15?
So in the beginning, their 52-week low was $2.50. So pretty much between March when the pandemic started and this crazy rally, it was between $2.50 and $10, whatever it was. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So what happens when everybody who chipped in on this, let's screw over the companies, go, oh, wait a minute, I paid, you know, $25 for 10 stocks. I can now sell that for $4,000.
Right. Well, when do they
give in? Right?
So this is the problem.
That's the battle. Go ahead, Tim.
So the problem is they want to make sure, like, they're telling everybody to hold the line. Like, they're using it went from, you know, hold the line with voter fraud to fucking hold the line with fucking over Wall Street. So they say hold the line basically because this week all the puts are due. So this week they got to inject all that cash into the market to buy that stock to cover their shorts. So they're saying by this Friday coming up is when you probably want to sell, because that's when everybody will inject all the money into the market and that stock will be at the highest it probably will ever see. But now here is the kicker. You got all these people invested. Right now, everybody knows the stock market, when you put your money in, they take your money. Just like the casino, you have chips.
Mm-hmm.
But when does the casino actually lose? When everybody pulls their chips and goes to the cashier and cashes out, right?
Yeah. Well,
the problem now is when all these people cash out on GameStop, now all these financial companies have to give you that cash.
Right.
This is going to cripple the system.
So let's get into what happened. So right, exactly. Tim's painting the scenario of what's about to happen. Okay, so these big companies, hedge funds, realizing the tsunami that was coming, got with their buddies with certain trading applications, and this is where I think I know of Robinhood. What was the other trading app, Tim? I forgot what the other one was. There's a few of them.
So Robinhood, was it Webull or Webull?
I forgot what they were.
They were involved. E-Trade was involved. So, they halted a lot of the brokers.
Because it was skyrocketing, Jeremy. This shit was just going up. And people were just, as the snowball started gaining momentum, people were buying. Now, here's what happened. Robinhood trading application came into play. Now, they wanted to keep their buddies, these billionaires, happy. So they stepped in and stopped the hemorrhaging of the hedge funds to prevent their users from being able to continue to buy the stock. And thereby, what they've done is they've artificially stagnated the stock for a temporary moment, because people could no longer buy it.
For a day.
For a day. And as soon as they did that, you saw the stock just plummet. Like it dropped. But what happened was that, remember how I was saying that these hedge funds, they create the illusion that the stock is dropping by selling, you know, because they coordinate with each other, I'm assuming. And so they sell all the stock all at once, and you see it drop. So what they were doing was to get real, you know, the community who went out and bought all these stocks, to get them to sell and give them the illusion, you better sell or you're going to lose money. These hedge funds started selling the stocks, but within each other. And so so you would see it drop, and then shortly after it would climb back up again because they're buying the same fucking stocks. So it's not like they were letting go of them. They were just playing this, you know, ping pong a game with it to give the illusion that the price or the value of the stock was dropping. Now, if regular citizens can't buy the stock, then the price of the stock can only go down, or could only go down. And that's what they were hoping for, that it would drop. But people were, like Tim said, they held on to it. And right now it's at what is it valued at right now? 300 something?
It's over 300. It doubled. It hit 400 like early Thursday, and then all this craziness of halting and pulling the ticker from Robinhood and E-Trade, and they halted trading on GameStop and AMC like 10 times on Thursday.
So the companies that you would hire to buy and sell stock for you, basically, they decided, okay, we're not going to deal with GameStop anymore because it's...
Well, now this is the real kick in the dick, and this is what...
It's a lie.
They talk about that this is the real kick in the dick. So now you have this going on. You just got... who is it? Susie Yellen. Just got confirmed as like the SE, like to oversee the SEC or some shit like that. She had ties to Melvin Capital and Citadel. She was paid over $800,000 by Citadel for speaking engagements. And she already signed that anything involving Citadel, she would have to accuse herself from because she had
a tie.
But now, what happens is this happens. She's behind the scenes calling everybody up, telling Rod, you know, everybody. It's not been confirmed, but everybody knows how this works, right? Is that the SEC is telling Robinhood and all these guys, you need to pull this because people are going to go bankrupt. The hedge fund companies are pulling the strings with the SEC and the government.
Right.
Then you have the media coming in, and you know what the media is saying it is? Fucking white supremacists are inflating the GameStop stock.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, blaming Trump.
Right. But hold on. Listen to this, because this is the hypocrisy in all this bullshit. Because they are accusing of the Twitter army the Reddit army. Yeah. They're accusing them of artificially manipulating the price of stock. Isn't this what fucking hedge funds do? By driving, artificially driving. So the only difference is that these guys did it in broad daylight, whereas, you know, the hedge funds do it, you know, behind the scenes. Talk to this reporter, talk to that guy, talk to this politician, and, you know, the price of stock drops. The fact that these people are in bed with each other, and again, there's rumors that the Biden administration was involved in this. Dude, this goes far and wide. Now, there are right now several class action lawsuits against Robinhood for what they did. However, what they're saying is that there's some arbitration clauses that could potentially block any litigation. But the silver lining here is that the damage to Robinhood has been done, and the user community no longer trusts them, right? And so right now you're seeing a lot of people saying, you know what, get off of Robinhood. And I think Tim sent me a picture of it. It had a 1-star rating on the App Store. So
here's one question I have for you, Tim. So here's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's the deal. So real quick, before you get into the question, hold that question because I know we forget sometimes. So this has been the problem as well. Big tech got involved with this with Robinhood being big tech banning, you know, and, you know, the suspending and halting of trading of GameStop, AMC, Dogecoin, anything that these guys were going after and driving the price up, they were pulling off their app. You couldn't trade them. Okay. Then Discord removed the Reddit from their server, you know, the subreddit group for hate speech because of this.
Wow.
Facebook then got rid of the Reddit trading group on their site, which had over 150,000 people. So now big tech is banning this. And just like the election, right? And the reason why I say the election, because everybody's correlating this now. So you mean to tell me on election day and after election day and right before election day, you change the rules. You change the voting rules right before the election. Then on election day, you suspended trading. I mean, suspended counting.
Yeah.
Then you rolled in ballots at 3:00 in the morning and the price, and then all of a sudden the number for Biden goes up. Okay. Now, and people go, that's a little conspiracy. But now with the stock market, they did the same thing. They changed the rules in broad daylight to protect each other. And that now has got, you got the Bernie bros, you got the MAGA, and then you got the in-between guy going,
the libertarians.
What the? Yeah, you got everybody coming together going, oh, they don't just hate Trump supporters. They hate us all. Now, this is a big...
Let me ask you this question, Tim, before I forget it, because, and I don't know the answer, but this is key here. The question is, has it ever happened where the ability to buy stock has been suspended? I know selling, yes, right? To stop the market from hemorrhaging, there's been intervention, even, you know, to a certain point, you know, where it has been forced to stop. They closed the market 9/11, I think, or other instances where the stock market has been stopped. Now, my question:
they will halt trading.
The ability
they
to
will
buy
hold trading.
Though,
I've never seen that.
Just
that's
buying.
What everybody was. Yeah, if you halt trading, you can't buy it. So if you say, "Hey, AMC, all this, you trade halting, you can't buy or sell." I've seen that numerous times because if there's too much going on, or if there's a securities fraud and they're doing something and trying to like
but
look into something,
but the thing is that Jeremy,
it.
I mean, sorry, Tim, the thing with the specifically
the Robin
buying, so to me,
never
for
seen that
specifically
before.
Buying shows that they are on one side, right? Because if the right. market is fair, whoever loses, let them lose. You gambled, you lose.
Exactly.
But when you come in and you try to save just this one, to me, a lot of people are talking about that by what they did, halting that, and even intervention when they halted the trade, right? Because there was that where the stock market said, you know what, we're not going to do this. So this could be racketeering, right? And to me, that is coordinated. It was coordinated to stop the efforts from these hedge funds from hemorrhaging. And I think they can be charged under RICO. Right, because they were
I'm
all
not a
involved,
lawyer,
dude.
So I don't know.
Well, I mean, $70 billion in losses for some 5,000 or is it 15 or 5,000 hedge funds? Whatever, it's a ridiculous amount of hedge funds out there who are set to lose, go belly up. If Wall Street Bets is able to convince enough people to hold their stock,
I agree. This is definitely a very well coordinated. Behind the scenes, everybody helping each other. And if you get the right lawyers, the right evidence, because this is how you get them. And Ken Pax, I love the attorney general in fucking Texas, because the minute that happened, he's like, oh, we're investigating Citadel, Melvin Group, and Robin Hood. Because what they're saying is, if Yellen, because a whistleblower came out and said, Vlad, the guy that owns whatchamacallit, was on the phone with Susan Yellen, and she said, fucking remove it. Okay?
Wow.
And Citadel.
That's the guy who owns Robin Hood?
Yeah. So they're saying that there's been a lot of behind-the-scenes thing that the government and, you know, the hedge fund companies are pulling the strings with these guys. Here's the deal. If you can get the case and subpoena those phone calls, then yes, I'm pretty sure that they could expose something fucking far greater than something we've ever realized.
So when you say subpoena the phone calls, you're talking about the government. Does the government record all of their phone calls?
Yes. But you can subpena Vlad's, you know, the Robin Hood calls, you know,
The problem is somebody has to be recording those calls. You can't just magically make the recording.
Yeah, but no, but if you subpoena the call logs and it says, hey, you know, this number to this number. Yeah.
Okay.
So like you can start building. But again, I'm not a fucking lawyer, so I don't know. But
right. I mean, do you guys, I don't remember years ago, when you get your cell phone bill,
it would have number. That. Yeah.
You get like an 8-page bill.
It still has that.
You called this person on this time, and it took this many.
Your bill still shows you that.
Oh, I haven't seen a cell phone bill.
Right.
Forever,
but like, so. If you look at, but if you actually look at your statement,
it's still
it shows
there.
You all
okay.
That.
Yeah.
They have like, to by law. I believe.
Okay.
Now, Elon Musk comes out. Now, he did two things. One of the things he tweeted, I want to show you guys this because, you know, again, it draws into question the legality of this whole thing. Yeah, Tim.
So do you know why Elon Musk
jumped in on all this? We'll get into that.
Okay.
But I want to show you first this tweet. Now, and this is, to me, this is a valid point because what he says is, and again, this is the concept of hedge funds and short selling. He says, you can't sell a house you don't own. You can't sell cars you don't own, but you can sell stock you don't own. This is BS. Shorting is a scam, legal only for vestigial reasons, right? Meaning they've been doing it for whatever long and nobody's ever come in and regulated because in my understanding, this type of these hedge funds type of investments, they're the least regulated out of everything. Now, why? Oh, how convenient. Because these are the same goddamn people who line the pockets of politicians. And that's the reality. These people are in bed with each other. Now, Ela also tweeted something that sparked another race for an unknown obscure stock. And I'll let you speak to that, Tim.
Dogecoin, baby.
Cryptocurrency.
Dogecoin is a cryptocurrency that started as a spoof by Elon. Like he he showed like this like sand wave coming over of like regular currency, and it had a picture of a dog, and he's like, buy Dogecoin. This was like last year. So now this week with all this trading, everyone's like, buy Dogecoin, because Elon's like,
is
like
it dog or people Doge, and liking Doge. I thought it was Dogecoin because it's spelled D-O-G-E. Doge.
Yeah, it's Dogecoin, but everyone calls dog, right? Yeah, everyone's like, dog, and doggy, it's got a picture
doggy
of a dog.
Coin?
Yeah, doggy coin. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, so, and dude, that went crazy. That thing was trading at like, I was telling Nelson, I was like, God damn, this thing is like trading at one, 1 cent, right? It was like one, it was like
less than that.
.01332, you know what I mean? You know,
right,
you know,
less than 1 cent.
Less than 1 cent. I'm telling him, I'm like, dude,
the penny
dude,
stocks.
This shit went to 8 cents. I was like, God damn it. but then Robinhood. So then on Friday, late Friday, when that shit was taken off, Robinhood stepped in and removed that shit from their app, from trading.
Yeah.
So then it allowed everybody to come in and short it. And now it's back down to like 2.8 cents. Yeah. I'm sorry, 2 cents.
But still, it's so, like, it's still higher than what it was. And look.
Oh, yeah.
So were you going to ask something, Jeremy? I think you were going to ask something.
Well, so what's the federal agency that controls the stock market?
SEC.
SCC. Corporations?
No, the SEC.
SC.
Securities Exchange.
SEC.
Yeah.
All right.
Securities Exchange.
So when you say, Never mind.
Bitcoin's not regulated through that, from my understanding.
No, that's fine. All right, let's go.
So then what happened? So then the White House press secretary is asked, you know, what the White House thinks about all that is going on with, you know, GameStop.
We'll get back to you on that?
No.
we'll circle back on that.
I want you to hear this girl's response because, again, Jeremy, think about the impact, who's going to come out suffering here, who's going to lose, right? And this is a serious question she's being asked. Now, I want you to hear her response, dude. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Is the White House concerned about the stock market activity we're seeing around GameStop and now with some other stocks as well, including the subsidiary or whatever, the company that was Blockbuster? And have there been any conversations with the SEC about how to proceed?
Well, I'm also happy to repeat that we have the first female Treasury Secretary and a team that's surrounding her, and often questions about market we'll send to them. But our team is, of course, our economic team, including Secretary Yellen and others, are monitoring the situation. It's a good reminder, though, that the stock market isn't the only measure of the health of our economy. It doesn't reflect how working and middle class families are doing. As you all know from covering this, we're in the midst of a K-shaped recovery. America's workers are struggling to make ends meet, which is why the president has introduced.
I'm done listening. So this is not an answer. This is not an answer, right? So the first thing she says is, okay, a picture. The economy is about to crash. What is your response? Nothing to see here.
Well, we put
folks.
A girl in charge.
But did you notice there's a female, the first female Treasury Secretary?
That's again, what Yellen is. She's not the SEC. My apologies. That's what I meant to say. The treasury. Yellen's the treasury.
Okay. Yeah. So she answers with a social justice response. Honestly, she could have farted and it would have been a better response. But seriously, though, the party.
I'll have to circle back with you.
I have to circle back. No, seriously, the party. All right, Jeremy. The party that wants gender neutral language is so eager to announce a woman in a position of power. These people, dude, are demented. Now, the Democrats in power today have an opportunity, like Tim says, they have an opportunity to change, enact change. This is the one thing that the left, the right, the middle is easily united on. You saw that in all over Twitter, everywhere. Democrats. Here is your opportunity to rail against billionaires, but they're silent. This response is a non-response. Biden and Kamala have said nothing on the issue. I haven't heard them come out with a response to this. Carrot Top said that she would circle back to it, but they won't do it. They won't go after the crony capitalists. They won't go after these high-tech criminals, like Tim has said. You know why? You know why? Because these Wall Street fat cats supported the swamp. As soon as they go under, these hedge funds and all these fat cats, the money stops flowing. And to be honest, there's a lot of spineless Republicans who are not saying anything about this and who are not going to fight.
Benefit.
Exactly.
They benefit from it too.
Yeah.
The swamp. It's all the swamp.
So let me paint this picture, right?
Hold on. Before we get into this, I have to
circle back.
I have to express my disappointment in Saul calling her Carrot Top. Don't insult Carrot Top like that, all right?
Call a raggedy head.
Sorry. Actually, it was kind of funny you mentioned that. Basically, the day before they shut down the economy for COVID back in March, we were actually in Vegas and went and saw Carrot Top.
Oh, you did?
The magic. That night. Yeah. And he mentioned during his show, he's like, yeah, we're going dark for a little bit, and I'm gonna go back. He was gonna go back to his family and stuff in back east somewhere, I think. And we're just like, oh, he's taking a little break. That's nice. Come to find out, the next day the hotel was shut down. The Luxor, they stopped everything. So he knew what was coming the next day.
Well, they tell you. Yeah. They have
so
to.
So he's
tell
like,
him.
Yeah, this is my last show for you know, I'm taking a little time off and blah blah blah. And he left and we didn't know anything else about it. And then the next thing you know, they're shutting down all of Vegas. It's like,
that's right. You guys were there when everything was like a ghost town. I remember
that video. I remember that video. Oh, yeah. Heidi sent us. Nelson were like, whoa. Surreal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. You could walk down. We were walking down the strip in Vegas and, you could see 300 yards one way, 300 yards the other, and there wasn't another person on the strip.
That's eerie.
That's eerie. Like the Purge.
I did want to continue the thought. So everyone polar opposites of the political spectrum right now are united in opposition to the, you know, manipulation of the markets. Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians. You had Ted Cruz, Trump, Mark Cuban, Elon Musk.
AOC.
You even had Ja Rule, the rapper.
You saw that, right? You saw
Ja Rule. Line. Don't sell GameStop. Now, and like Tim said, even the squad of rejects, you know, they're now calling for hearings on the Robin Hood corruption shit right now.
Okay.
But AOC. Here's the deal. Yeah, here's the deal. I wanted to get.
Sorry.
The problem with how you said that a lot of politicians aren't saying anything. You saw on Thursday, you saw what they really want. They have an opportunity. They have the presidency, they have the House, and they have the Senate. Okay. They could easily change the rules. But instead, they came out and said the Reddit community needs to be investigated. Susan Warren, everybody deserves a trophy, is against the people. So right there, you are seeing their true colors.
You mean Elizabeth Warren?
And that, that's
you said Sarah Susan Warren.
Fuck her. She's an ass. Pocahontas. You know what? Pocahontas. All right. Yeah. So Pocahontas comes out and says, we need to investigate the Reddit community.
No, we don't.
No. That's what she's calling for.
I know.
So she's calling for the investigation into that to see if they're manipulating the market. So right there, everything she has ever said about the people and
the rich. Exactly.
You're trying to, you are protecting the rich. The Bernie fucking bro. He's protecting the rich because he came out a little bit after when he started getting pressure saying, oh, the billionaires need to be checked. He voted for Susan Yellen to be put into the Treasury position. And she's behind all this. She's helping these billionaires stay billionaires. So the same people Bernie is going after are the same people that are like, bro, you guys all you lost the people. You lost the people.
They lost the people when they stole the election from them.
No, they lost Republicans at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And right now there's a unification of a spectrum of people. Now, well-intended people are losing lots of money. That we got to be clear on that, right? And there's potential to lose a lot of money now because they're fighting a system that has been corrupt for a long time. Now, a lot of people are looking at this and they know what's happening. They know they might lose money. But they see it as collateral damage. These are what we would call casualties of a digital warfare. It's digital warfare, and the meme soldier is in full gear right now. And their logo is that Shiba Inu from the popular Doji memes. That's it. Tim was just talking about that. That was popular in the 4chans and the Reddits. Like, I'm telling you, there was this. I got to show you. Let me show you the meme. Because
yeah,
again,
I haven't seen this.
Hold on. This meme. Hold on.
The doggy coin.
Yes. Because again, this was a meme back in. Yeah, this is it right here. This was a meme back in 2013 or whatever. Hold on. So it was this dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You remember that, right? So
yeah, I've seen that.
Exactly. Now, there was also the owner of, what is it, Barstool Sports or something like that, David Portnoy?
Yeah, Portnoy.
Yeah, so Portnoy. I think he said it best, and I wanted to show you this tweet that he sent out. Let me put it up here. So let me play this. I'm not going to play it all, but I'm going to play a little excerpt of this because, again, he says it. Now, this guy, he's a rich guy. He makes a lot of money. But he's coming out against a lot of people who are, you know, in the echelons of society.
Okay, emergency press conference time. Maybe the craziest one that I've ever done. And I've been ranting and raving all day. But what is going on Wall Street? The way they have absolutely cheated, stolen, robbed everyday people who have been investing with Robinhood and other E-Trade accounts and all this stuff by saying, hey, hedge funds are getting smoked. Billionaires are getting smoked. So we're no longer going to let you trade on certain stocks, GMC, AMC, NOC. We're just shutting it off. You can't buy those stocks anymore. You can only sell them. We are going to crash those stocks so all our hedge fund billionaire friends can get out and not get killed. It is one of the most remarkable, illegal, shocking robberies in the history, in plain sight, yeah. No closed door meetings, yep. Nothing behind. Just right in your face, putting a gun in your mouth and saying, give us all your money. That is what Robinhood, crooks, yeah. Jail, the Citadel, Ken Griffin, jail, Steve Cohen, the Mets owner, jail, are doing. Right in your face. They couldn't take that people on Wall Street Bets, Reddit, DDTG, fairly, open trade saying, we're going to buy this stock, fair and square. We know there's risk. It's going up. We know we're risking our own money. But we want to do it. To then say, sorry, you can't do this anymore. We are going to crash and tank the market because our billionaire hedge funds have shorted these and we don't want them to lose. Suddenly, volatility, we can't let you do it. We can't let you invest and put your money out.
Yeah, so I'm not going to play it out because it's a four-minute video. But he makes some great points, and it's so true because for a long time we were told, well, you know what? You do it at your own risk. It's at your own risk. Oh, but the billionaires can't take a risk anymore? Now, the small guy that invested in the stock was literally at the one-yard line because that stock skyrocketed. And the hedge fund companies, along with these trading apps, basically, you know, they call a timeout in the middle of the whole thing. They add 30 minutes to the clock, and then, you know what I mean? Like, the refs are blowing the whistle. Like, what? Move the ball 50 yards, and you're like, wait, what? That's not how this shit works. It's like, I thought we were playing here at our own risk, but apparently not. And this is what it's revealed. Now, like Tim says, you can't change the rules of the game right when you're about to lose. That's not how this works. And I like what he said because he
worked in our last election.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So that opened up a whole new can of worms. And of course, my favorite tweeter, Jack Posobiec. When you talk about the one liner jabs, when this is going on, and he's like, wait until they find out about the election. Oh, <yeah. laughs> you know what I mean? Because everyone's like, this has all been rigged. They changed the rules. And he's like, and you know him, he's like, wait until you find out the real what happened in the election. And,
that's true.
And people are like, because everyone's like, this seems real familiar. Like, we just saw the game happen. We just saw the same thing happen.
The same play.
Same play 4 months ago. Three months ago now.
Dude, you know why? Because along those lines, right? Wall Street supported Biden. They did. You look at the numbers. They supported the COVID lockdowns. Now, these are the very institutions that banked on the misfortune of small businesses. The two biggest lies perpetrated on the American people was COVID and Biden winning most votes in history. So we need to wake up. And I think that what GameStop saga proves is that there's power in numbers. And when the people unite against the powerful, there is potential to bring on good change. The problem is that right now, what I'm seeing is that it's a little reckless and leaderless. I mean, you have Wall Street Bets guy, but you know what I mean? Like, who is he? People are wondering, who is this guy? Some are thinking that it could be Trump because his image.
Show Jeremy the picture. The Wall Street Bets chairman.
Now, the Wall Street Bets chairman, Jeremy, is a new character. I don't know how long has he been on Twitter, but
I don't know.
Let me show you who this guy is, Jeremy. You're gonna like it. That's his image.
Oh, okay.
What does that look like? Even with the red tie, he joined in July.
Yeah,
he joined July 2020, and he's got the red tie too. Oh,
yeah.
I was like, that's Barron Trump.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you know, the people are speculating, is this Trump? This Tim was telling me, dude, this has all the fingerprints of Trump doing right now.
You're going to go conspiracy theory, this 100% does, because who's the guy that knows the ins and outs of all this shit now? He knows the DC swamp. He knows the private swamp. He knows the whole picture. Okay. So if you're going to go that conspiracy route, which I'm just joking about, but it is funny to, because even Don Jr., because he's tweeting a lot, and people are like, is your dad behind this? You know what I mean? Because and he trolls them. He's like, I don't know who the big guy is, you know? So you see a lot of people starting to go, wait a minute. But it would be the perfect fuck you. Because 7 days after the inauguration, Trump has been silent, really. I mean, he's had some meetings with people, this, that, and the third. But Trump has been silent with no platform. Okay? So what you're seeing is people go, oh, Trump is gone. The Trumpism, populism, we're going to get back to normal. No, no. This has been the biggest populism movement this country has ever seen, probably since World War II and things like that.
Yeah.
The whole country, the peasants are united.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Some people in the house washing floors and cooking dinner. Some people are out in the fields like us. You know what I mean? But the peasants, and this is when you give the peasants $600, this is what $600 per peasant can do.
Oh, yeah. And that's the irony.
Imagine if you gave him 2,000. Holy shit.
And to me, that's the irony. Now, going on what you were saying, Tim, is that that there's right now something unique that's happening, which is the hunter is becoming the hunted. And no matter what happens, you know, what powers that be do about the whole GameStop thing, I think the revolution is here, because all these people, what they have to do is identify the next stock that the hedge funds are trying to short sell, and people will just buy them. So this is, they figured out the trick to this. And I think the masses have awakened to the scheme. And like you said, Tim, the irony is that some of these people are using their stimulus check, are going to use their stimulus to drive up the value of those stocks. And, you know, and one thing we can all agree on is that people should be free to make their own mistakes. Companies should not be bailed out. And that's what they did. That's what Robinhood did to these hedge funds. They bailed them out. And the idea, the concept of, oh, you're too big to fail, I think is long gone. I don't think people are going to put up with this bullshit anymore. The way that a lot of these companies were saved back in 2008 after Bush, you know, there was a lot of people were angry about this. This is what started the whole, you know, what was that? Occupy Wall Street. So a lot of these Occupy Wall Street people are now here standing alongside, you know, libertarians and MAGA folks. It's unique, man. And like you said, Tim, all that it's required is wait till they find out about the election. And I think, you know, it's just a matter of time. Yep.
And I've said this on this show numerous times and also in conversations. I said, wait until something really unites the people together to realize what they're truly fighting. And that was the government. I said, it's the people versus the government. It's not me versus a fucking liberal or this, that. It's us versus the government. And once everybody realizes it's truly us versus the government, then you're going to see some crazy shit.
I think there's a...
And this is that... This is that little bit of a spark, because like you said, that Occupy Wall Street movement was due to this shit. And now you're seeing it again happen in broad daylight, that they're trying to manipulate all this. I mean, I lost over almost $15,000 in my 401k this week, you know, just because of the volatility. But I'm okay with that because I know what the big, I see what the game is. So I'd rather lose now, get and gain back later. You know what I'm saying? Because this is more of a, this is more of my, our future, collective future. This isn't like, oh, this is just some money. No, this is the people that run the fucking world. If you fucking bankrupt the people that run the world, now you got to change. You hit them in their pockets. You don't fucking sit there and storm the Capitol because that does nothing. You hit them in their pockets, shit will change because you can only keep people down for so long. And now you change the rules and people are like, wait a minute, the rules are in their favor still. Nope. You can't change the rules in their favor. You have to now start looking at the people. I elect you to office, not to protect them, but to protect all of us.
Right. There's a thinking that's been around for a very long time that the people are the government. It's just like, well, we need to clarify that the people are not the government. The government does whatever they want. And in this case, they're going against the people.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that for a long time, right?
Yep. Yeah. And you know what? The sad thing about this is that the leader of the free world can barely do math. And Tim sent me this and I was cracking up. Biden versus Common Core math, dude. Let me show you this. This is sad. Funny, but sad.
Expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer. And some of it will come as early, begin to come in early summer, but by the midsummer that this vaccine will be there.
What?
And the order and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50% from 400 million order to 600 million. This is enough vaccine.
That's not double.
To fully vaccinate 300 Americans.
300
by end of the summer, the beginning of
what?
The fall.
He says it again.
Wait, listen, he says it again.
I want to repeat. It'll be enough to fully vaccinate 300 Americans.
Okay, so hold on.
He's not going to make it till summer, dude.
So
this guy, Kamala is
so
licking
he's saying
her lips.
That they're getting, hold.
Go ahead.
So he's saying there's 600 doses, right? Some of these vaccines.
600 million.
million. 600 million for 300 million. So that, but the thing is these doses, you get two of them.
Yeah.
So that number works out. It's a two-part vaccine. So if you get two doses, 600 million does do 300 million.
He said 300 Americans.
He said 300 Americans.
Oh, 300
Americans. Yeah, that's what you missed.
No, but then he's like, no, but him trying to explain it, he's like, so the 200 plus the 400 in the middle of the summer, in the beginning of summer, we double it. And then we go back to the middle of some, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you trying to say, you fucking old bat?
Yeah. Reminds me of this kid right here.
Okay, all right.
Have you ever had a dream that you could do so much
yeah, that's
Biden
right there.
You could do anything?
Have you ever had a dream that good?
and then you do the podcast.
Now Joe Biden though he did come out and do something amazing. He banned the term China virus.
He did.
China virus.
He signed executive order number 40. You know, he's signed 40 executive orders by now.
Well, does he justify stifling my First Amendment right to use the word China virus?
This is insanity because apparently they want to combat racism and xenophobia. And this is from the guy who, remember all that shit he said? You know, all that racist shit he said? You can't go to a 7-Eleven without, you know, seeing an Indian or... What else did he say? Black children is just as smart as what does he say? Remember what he said?
Just as smart as white kids.
Yeah,
something like that.
I mean, Biden racist.
compilation. Hold on. I got to play this because you have to.
Oh, dear Lord.
No, because this is the guy who wants to end racism by banning China virus, the term. And he's said a lot of fucking racist shit. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm still lost on the China virus. I've been calling it Wuhan this whole time, so I don't care about the China virus. But what makes them think that they can just do that?
Executive order.
Executive order.
Because Congress can't do their job correctly anymore. I don't think they signed anything into fucking law anymore, except for giving people fucking $600, which
trying
is
trying to pay someone who's not in office anymore. Yeah.
So they're governing by executive, and they have control over everything. This is what blows my fucking mind away.
Well, so my understanding of an executive order is basically the president telling the entities under the executive branch what to do and what not to do. Right, so he can't create a law. Yeah. But let's say Congress passes a law that says you can't use the word China virus. And of course, that law has to be enforced by the executive branch. And if the president writes a letter to the FBI saying ignore this whole stupid China virus thing, that would be an executive order telling the FBI to not really pay attention to the law that the legislative branch just passed, right? Is that how executive orders work?
Yes and no. A lot of executive orders sometimes are just, you know, policies. So, for example, he banned the term, but it's not like he's banning it from people to saying it. I think it's more on official documents. And I think it's more of a, what's the word I'm looking for or the term? It's more of a policy, not a law. Right. In other words, he's saying, hey, look,
none
we're
of them are
to-
laws because the executive branch doesn't make laws. So what he's saying, so basically when you say banning China virus, that's an official government documents,
right?
And
documents,
statements,
exactly. Okay. So, but in my honest opinion, the only person Joe Biden needs to be censoring is himself because of every other fucking shit that he said. And to me is, you know, this is just a step towards that, right? Even though it's just policy and it's only temporary to while he's in office, it's still, you know, look, think about this. Remember they used to call Trump a dictator. This guy has signed over 40 executive orders, I think. In more than
in 7 days,
in 1 week, compared to more than what some presidents have done during their whole term, and so you
combination of 15 presidents.
Yes, dude, it's insanity. This guy is in the media again. You know, they just bend over for this guy, and you know, it's disgusting. It's we really watching a disgusting portrayal of prostitution in our faces. The media is giving into this guy and not questioning him, not challenging him on the things that he's doing. Mr. President, I thought you were going to work with Congress. And like Tim says, they control all branches right now. Why not pass it through law? Why executive order? Yeah.
So what's interesting is he's basically undoing everything Trump did.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He ended the war on the opiates. Why? He ended. He changed the rules on the pricing for insulin and EpiPens. Why? Like, that's not a bad thing. When you save the people fucking money on these drugs that are fucking crazy expensive and people are screwing the people over on, and you side with Big Pharma, fuck you. I don't even have fucking diabetes, but I know a lot of people with diabetes, your son included. You know, your son. And now he was getting a break of basically pennies on the dollar for the insulin and the EpiPen. Now they're going to go back to the normal prices of $500. They can't afford it. They cannot afford this shit. And you got this fucking old motherfucking bat who can't even fucking eat cereal fucking without shaking because he's so fucking demented. And people are sticking up for him. This guy's a piece of fucking shit. I'm sorry. 40 executive orders that do absolutely nothing for this fucking country. Right. And people go, oh, he's uniting. No, you're not, you fucking cocksucker. He's not fucking uniting. He's I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Ask all those union workers.
He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Yeah.
He got caught on a hot mic saying, I don't even know what I'm signing.
All right.
Exactly.
So
why isn't that all over the internet?
Because they're all in bed with
rhetorical.
This.
Rhetorical.
Yeah. Because they spread their legs for this guy. Look, here's the deal. Right now,
especially, you know, when they get in power, we talk about, you know, little things that are happening. You know, the left gets in control. They get into power. Right now, they're in control of the deep state. It's very clear. The U.S. intelligence agencies right now, they're going after their rivals. They just charged a man for posting memes. Memes, folks.
Huh.
Images that are meant for satire and jokes. The FBI... Right now, well, I sent it to the group.
Thank
I said,
God we've the first solved casualty, all the real crime in the world.
I was telling this to the group. I said the first casualty in a totalitarian state is always humor. They're soulless, lifeless lemmings. You know, regurgitating Big Brother message. The state cannot be questioned. The state cannot be mocked. Do not deviate or you're going to be targeted. This is the deep state. Hold on.
So just to add some context behind this.
Yeah.
They got the guy on not making the meme, but the meme having a number to text for Hillary's campaign, and they said that he was rigging the election, like he was interfering with the election. And when the call logs came out, some of the people that called, it was like 4,900 people texted the number or called it, and it turned out to be like people from BuzzFeed and other reporters to try to figure out. And then once they realized it was a joke, like, oh, it's a joke. It didn't say don't vote. It was and like when you called the number, it was like, hey, this is the real number for Hillary's, you know, campaign or whatnot. You know what I mean? So, but they were going after him saying that he was, you know, like basically, you know, interfering with the election. No, he was joking around. And the guy had some crazy memes and whatnot, you know, not the, some of the best ones, you know, some, not some of the, you know, they were kind of dodgy, but he basically, it was kind of like a disinformation. It's satire, a little disinformation. That's like taking like the sign, you know, because I heard somebody break this down. You know, that's like taking like the vote here sign and like moving it and like pointing it to the left to where they take an extra 20 minutes to go find the voting poll. You know, like that's what that meme was.
Yeah.
No, but it, so, okay, so I,
they arrested him.
Yeah, they did.
The
they,
FBI arrested him for making memes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay, what?
But Kevin Kleinsmith, yeah, who doctored a Pfizer warrant, only got probation and $1,000 fine.
Hand slap.
Well, we don't know what this guy's going to get. This guy could be let go, you know, no charges or whatever.
Well,
but
I don't,
it's still
I don't
an
think
inconvenience.
So. Not the way
he's getting 10 years. He's getting 10 years.
They're going to make an example out of him.
For
like
what?
Like they've done with everybody else. Because this is the what they want to do. The memes are the left's kryptonite. It is, dude. And they cannot meme for shit. They lose this battle every single time. And that's why they're going after him. They're going to continue to make an example out of him, right? The problem with the left is that, in my opinion, and I was telling you guys this, is that they drive people to look this guy up. Who was this guy? And in my opinion, he'll become a legend to the meme world. You know, they take him down, five more will replace him. And that's the beautiful irony in all this, is that the very platforms the FBI is using to intimidate any future copycats only serves to inspire more. And I was telling you guys, the group chat is this. I think, you know, this battle is going to be fought in the digital realm more than it will be in battlefields. And we're seeing this. Every single thing that we've talked about right now is an example of the digital warfare that we're having. And meanwhile, Antifa continues to burn cities and the media is in complete blackout. They won't cover it. They're still obsessed with the Capitol, what happened at the Capitol. Still, to this day, obsessed. And Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez crying about that Republicans want her murdered, killed. But this is the insane. And nobody, people need to laugh her out of office. This is the stupidity that they're propagating everywhere. And, you know, stupidity after stupidity. Now, I want to move on. Let's move on to, we touched a little bit about this, but Biden's
dwarf
gaffe.
Crossing.
But COVID. So, new COVID testing method. Let me show you this shit, dude. You're not ready, Jeremy. You're not ready. This is the new COVID testing. So, for the listener, they have a dummy bend over, and the doctor has a
swab.
What is this, China?
Yeah, Yeah, but
definitely
this
not
is coming.
America.
This is coming. This is coming here. All right. So they pulled the mannequin's pants down. There's a swab. And, yep, going up the anal cavity.
You know what's more disturbing about this?
Yeah.
Is that doll has balls.
Only Tim would notice that.
So, to me, I laughed when I saw this, but and I don't know how accurate this is, but this was on the interwebs. Apparently, these are the first participants to this.
Oh, dear Lord.
The internet's got no chill, bro.
No chill. Oh,
but like, so speaking of COVID, because this affects us this week, yeah. Starting Monday, the CDC is now making laws. Any public transportation arenas, buses, trains, terminals,
airplanes?
No, terminals.
Wow.
So planes is that's the, so in the terminals.
Okay.
Mandates. If you get caught, now they can come at you for criminal felonies.
Mandate for what?
Masks.
Masks.
So wow. When we're walking around the airports on this week, oh yeah, you gotta wear a mask. If not, they can start, you know, giving you fines and criminal shit and all that crap. Big brother,
drama.
My friend.
Big brother. All right. So a couple more things. Trump, what is, like Tim said, he's been kind of quiet, but it sounds like he sent the message to Republican senators, telling them that he's still a Republican. And for many of us out there, he's still the leader of the Republican Party. And it basically was a nicely veiled attempt to wobbly Republicans that he's not going to sit idly by, and he's going to work to primary every single one of these backstabbing cowards out there. And he had a meeting with, what was his name? The leader or the minority leader of the House,
Kevin McCarthy.
And
I don't like, I'm not a big fan of him. He's a in betweener.
Look, again, to me, this is he's sending a message. He's saying, look, man, I'm a Republican. And this is what's going to happen. And Democrats are still so scared of him that meeting, they made it sound like, oh my God, you know, the white supremacists are concocting how to, you know, take over the Capitol. This is the media, dude. This is how they're still talking about this bullshit. It's disgusting. All right. Now, I wanted to show you guys this. It's only been a couple weeks, but we already all miss Donald Trump. Let me show you this. Can you hear me screaming, please? This is actually pretty cool. That's pretty dope. I need to use that
filter. Yeah, that's actually pretty dope.
Can you hear me screaming? Yeah.
Is that a filter or something?
Yeah, it's a filter. Yeah, man, I'm missing that guy. Fuck my life, dude. We're especially with this retard leading the country right now. He's.
Let me tell you something, man. It's only been 7 days, and in 7 days, this guy, with a stroke of a pen, destroyed jobs that who supported him. He's united the country, not in the way they thought it was going to be united. Mm-hmm. I'm actually becoming more of a fan of Antifa burning buildings down now because, you know what?
No.
Because Ted Wheeler, big news that nobody talked about. Ted Wheeler now is involved in, he should step down because he got approached and he got scared. And you know what he did? He pepper sprayed the same people that said shouldn't be pepper sprayed over the summer. he got cornered, you know, like they took Maxine Waters' advice and corner these guys if you don't like them and get in their faces. So he responded with pepper spraying them. Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, pepper sprayed a citizen.
His own, not bodyguard or something.
No, he sprayed. Right. He pepper sprayed one of his constituents in the fucking face.
Yeah.
For cornering him in a restaurant.
I have a question about that. When are we going to
step down?
When are we going to impeach Maxine Waters for inciting social discourse or whatever? Social.
I don't know. Rand Paul, he brought it all up.
Yeah. She just gave $1 million. They just found out that she gave $1 million to her daughter or some daughter. Family member from her campaign money. It's like, what?
Oh, good.
Oh, well, whatchamacallit got caught doing it and nothing happened. Nothing happens to these people.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
This is where people are getting sick and tired of the hypocrisy of the government. You can give money out of your campaigns to your husband, all caught on tape and video tape. I sound like a boomer. And they all got caught and nothing happens. It's illegal. This is wrong. It's unethical. But, I saw a great thing where somebody actually responded to Trump Jr. when he was just like calling out some things. They were like, huh, maybe your dad wasn't really the mean person everybody thought he was. And I was like,
Not everybody thought it, but okay.
No, but they're like, maybe the Trumps really weren't the bad people, because people are seeing the true evil now.
The swamp. It's the swamp that he tried to take to, work on fixing, and the swamp bogged him down, basically, right?
Yeah,
impeachments and investigations, and it's just, they tied his hands.
I mean, Biden lied is trending on Twitter. There's a whole thing on Twitter, and I love this site about Biden fails. So, Biden, there's a whole new thing. It's called Biden Fails or Biden Lies or something like that. And they go and they scrape all these people that were Biden supporters that are posting now, like, I can't believe I voted for this guy. This guy lied. This guy, all this shit. Biden remorse. Dude, people are pissed. They were like, you said day one, we're going to get checks. And now you're only going to give us 1,400 of the 2,000. You're not even giving us a full 2,000.
Well, they already gave you the 600, right. So...
People are so pissed right now, dude.
Well, I mean, this is what they asked for. This is what they wanted. And to me, good. Fucking let them learn, because.
Yeah. And the whole you get what you vote for, right? All those union workers that voted for Biden because he's Democrat and the unions always, Democrat.
Yep.
And day one. What, 11,000 of them lose their job? Union workers, just right off the bat. Great. You got what you deserve, guys. I don't want to see anybody lose their job. I don't want to see anybody lose their home. I don't want to see anybody, anybody's family hurt, but you got what you voted for.
Yeah.
There's nobody else to blame but you for voting for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So we'll see what this week brings. I think everything's culminating right now for something big in the market. We'll see what happens. But again, I wonder what the Democrats are going to want to do, because like Tim says, they're going to go after these Reddit forums. They're going to try to shut everybody, the competition basically, because they don't like this. The fountain that they had, of money is about to go dry. And they're going to fight till the end. I don't think they're going to go down easy. I don't think they're going to give up easily. I think they're going to fight. But Wall Street Bets, I think he's going to be eventually banned by Twitter, because
I'm shocked he hasn't been.
He's about to. But again, one goes down. Look, they shut down Trump and they're like, OK, this is going to solve everything. But now what is that cartoon? Remember that cartoon? I forget what the character is, but there's a wall and it's leaking and he puts his finger on one. He's put the finger on another hole. What was that cartoon? And that's what the Democrats are doing right now. The walls are leaking, and they're trying to cover every hole. But it's just gonna eventually give in. And I think as time goes on, more and more people are picking up, and they're like, hey, wait a minute, this system has been rigged. This system is rigged, and there's a flood that's coming, and it's gonna overpower the powerful. The question is this going to be a good thing or a bad thing? Because again, it's a little reckless. It's a little leaderless. And, the grass is not always greener on the other side. It's kind of scary, in my opinion.
Look, this is going to, if it goes the way I think it's going to go, you're going to see something worse than 1929, in my opinion.
People,
because there's so much money. But now, because now what you're going to start seeing is everybody with their 401ks, they're going to put it into cash. They're going to put it into the money market and pull it. Everyone's starting to pull money out because the volatility is so crazy right now.
Yeah.
So when that starts happening, now you're starting to see all these companies losing true value that weren't part of this. So this is going to be a big steamroll effect in the short term, And I think there's going to be long-term gains from it. Because as long as you have cash, you can, you know, you can go buy back. You know what I mean? So this is going to be, we're in for a rocky road. But I think it needs to happen, unfortunately.
Well,
we've been too complacent.
And I think this is where the conversation of cryptocurrency comes in. We're not going to have this conversation, but this is where it comes into play. Because right now the Democrats are talking about some $2 trillion for more stimulus money. And we're just inflating the dollar, dude. And it's hurting the American dollar. It's going to hurt our economy eventually. And then this, the distrust that people have in the market, it only hurts the dollar even more. So people, you know, especially what we saw with Dogecoin, right? Where people are like, oh, maybe I should go, you know, invest in Doge. And now you're seeing companies start preventing people from being able to buy cryptocurrency. The other day I was like, oh, let me buy $50, $100 worth of this just to, you know, just to have it and, you know, see how the process works. Oh yeah, my bank told me no. Yeah, my bank said no, you can't. My bank will not allow me to make a purchase of cryptocurrency.
How does that work?
Wait. So you have to be on the crypto exchange. So you have to go to Kraken. So you tried putting money into Kraken?
I tried to do it from, I'll tell you the app that I tried to do it from. It's called, it's Bitcoin. Oh, hold on. What is it called? Blockchain. And then I also tried with Coinbase.
So Coinbase doesn't trade Doge. You have to go to Kraken.
No, it wasn't Doge. I'm telling you, it wasn't Doge. It was another one. It was Bitcoin. Oh. Right. I was just trying to buy.
Okay, you're trying to just
Bitcoin,
buy. Okay, gotcha.
Cryptocurrency, and my bank said no. They will not allow it now. And that's another interesting thing is like now these banks are uniting against cryptocurrency, and you're like, well, what's going on here, right? There's the government does not want to give a control of that because as soon as you decentralize that monetary system, who is in control? Who can wield power? And so that's what governments are afraid of letting go of that power.
When you buy cryptocurrency, does that remove currency from the U.S. economy?
Yeah, because what you're doing is you're taking U.S. dollars and it's getting converted into crypto. And when you sell it, it gets reconverted back. So if crypto is worth, so now here's the big problem. If crypto is worth 30, you know, let's say right now it's at 38,000, right? So 38,000, you convert that back, you know, 38,000 on $1,000 is probably winds up being like maybe, you know, let's say it's 1500. But if the true value of the dollar isn't worth a dollar, now you're trying to convert back, you know, you're getting more, you're devaluing the fucking US dollar based on that. So it's okay, like you're converting into this new currency and then converting back, you're devaluing that dollar because the crypto is worth more than a dollar, and now you're flooding the market with dollars, so that value is going down, is my understanding. So that's how you can decentralize the banking.
We need to have a discussion about cryptocurrency one of these days.
I'm very upset that I didn't fucking buy crypto. I said to my financial advisor, because he's my buddy, I said, if this shit hits 28,000, I'm buying 1,000 to 2,000 blocks because I think this is going to go to 100K by July. I really believe that Bitcoin is going to go to 100K. And it fucking went to 40.
The problem with cryptocurrency, and I don't know, you're right, Jeremy. We should do a show on cryptocurrency, how it works. But the problem with it right now is that there's so many, not so many, but there are a few out there, right? So it's not like it's one system, right? There's multiple. And I was watching documentaries on this, and the blockchain, the original people who promoted this have kind of disintegrated, and they've gone. One guy went out and made his own cryptocurrency because there's that uncertainty in all this is because it's new, and you know which one is the one to go to? Is it Bitcoin? Is it whatever other ones are out there, Ether or whatever? So, you know, not a lot of people know, well, is this in for the long run? Is it sustainable? Because, and like you said, we will talk about it because people don't understand how it works and how it keeps track and how it's decentralized and how you can mine it. And what does that mean to mine? And is it a limited number?
I don't think you can mine it anymore.
You can. No, yeah, you can. And even if even mining though, but see, so there a lot of people spend money and compute power to be able to hash these because it's called blockchain for a reason, right? Meaning that the first purchase is still kept on that ledger and is added every single time. And that same ledger is kept across all computer systems. And the way that they that you mine it is by creating the, we'll get into this. It's complicated, but I think we can organize it in a way we can kind of dumb it down and make it a little bit more.
We should mine some,
but we do. Oh no.
I remember when my buddy told me about, he's like, dude, there's this thing, Bitcoin. He's like, you got to mine. I said, what the fuck? I said, what am I going to fucking dig for a fucking cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you, so guys, you guys know the guy, you guys know my buddy that I'm talking about, but I won't say his name for the show.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it. I'm like, man, this shit will never take off. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll talk about it because even today, you know, it's still uncertain. But however, you know, the dream that people have is, again, that there's no government that controls it. There's not one person, not even the guy who created it controls it. People don't even know who that guy is.
It seems more secure than actually people realize because,
yeah,
like you said, the first purchase, everything is documented.
Yeah.
So the manipulation of it is going to be hard unless, as you've seen, where you've hacked the chain, because that's what killed Bitcoin for a while, is that it got hacked. It's hackable. But you just got to keep it secure. And
well, what's hackable is that, well, once you lose your Bitcoins, if somebody gets a hold of your Bitcoins, it's not like, go find it. It's gone. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what's scary about it. That some people have lost millions. Yeah.
All right, you lost me. So
you got to have wallets.
We need to have a whole. That's
a great
on it.
That's
and
a
we
great
should understand it because we're IT people. We are IT people. So sure. The problem is when we talk about like, oh, and you say email encryption. Oh yeah, this is how it works. Blah blah blah. And this is the algorithm. It's the same thing with cryptocurrency.
Right.
It's using right. the yeah, same.
Let's talk through it one of these days. I think that'd be good.
All right. So
good idea.
We'll leave it there. But like we do on every episode, end it on a
yay. Happy note.
I always like showing these. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Oh, dear Lord.
Watch this. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. What was the goodness
of what was going through my head while wrestling a girl? Should I pick her up? I am going to pick her up. Why did we
body
stop?
Slams her. She's crying.
Bob, what was going through my head while wrestling a girl? Should I pick her up?
Oh, look at this.
I am going
to pick
her up.
He just grabs her. Body slams her.
What are you supposed to do?
Exactly.
What are you supposed to be dating
exactly.
with her?
She's all crying.
Get involved in
she got in the ring. Yeah. Or the ring?
Wrestling. You want, hey, circle? Man, what do you think is going to happen when, you know, with this new executive order where, you know, transgenders are protected going into female sports? You're going to see the same thing. You're going to see fucking Hulk that couldn't make it in normal sports just pick up a bitch and bam.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to laugh because when they all start crying, like, oh my God, it's not fair. No. No, you chose that. You chose that.
Well, so I would argue that, but, you know, our daughters are in competitive sports and they are the ones that are going to be facing these people.
Yeah.
So my daughter, who is clearly not going to vote, did not vote for any of this, is the one that's going to be suffering from it.
Yeah.
And so if she gets beat down like that and she cries, am I supposed to tell her, well, you voted for it? That's like, no, she didn't. She had nothing to do with any of it.
And you go punch the father right in the face.
Stop. It's most likely going to be a mother.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the next one.
All right. Yeah. They don't have fathers anymore.
Yeah. Christmas lights. Have gotten intense. I missed
Christmas
this one.
Lights.
Yeah, let me show you this guy. Shit.
Hey, this is Jonathan. I'm delivering your order from Brand's Pizza Palace. I just got caught by a roadblock or something. There's just a bunch of cars on the road. Fuck, they're shooting. Let me get down underneath my seat and get my gun. You pulled up on the wrong...
These are Christmas lights.
Let me show you. He's got a grenade! Hey, cease fire! I got a delivery that's gonna be free if I'm not there in 13 minutes. And if you don't move, I'm gonna pick you out. Okay, I'm almost there. I'll see you in a few minutes. Pizza's still fresh.
What the hell? What kind of Christmas lights are those? So for the listener, these
somebody
are...
Somebody who's trying to prove a point, I guess.
The Christmas lights that basically do an image. Yeah, go ahead.
So I was going to say, as you want to play videos, go to your DMs and Twitter. I just sent you a video that you need to play.
Oh, shit. What did you do?
All right. So basically, to describe it, it's a Christmas lights, and it looks like a a Christmas present with the box that opens up, and like a, was it a Christmas tree that was talking to you?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Christmas tree.
And so the Christmas tree pops out of the box, and he's saying all these words. He pulls out a couple of guns.
So, all right. Let me play Tim's video here. Hold on.
What the fuck is this shit?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, no.
That's what's coming for you, Nelson.
What in the world?
Wow. Classy, man. Classy.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Got him.
Dude, that's disgusting though. Oh my God. Oh God. But they feel proud of themselves.
Oh yeah, they're entitled.
They did something. They did something.
Empowered. Some people did something.
Oh, all shit. Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. We are on MeWe. We're on... Hey, dude, is Parler ever coming back? If Parler comes back, we'll be on Parler. Telegram and everything else. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. We will catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Later. I can't. I got nothing. I got nothing. After that video, I got nothing. I'm in awe.